Breaking the records. Northern Ireland's most successful new radio station in decades. This is Downtown Country. My heart beats to your guitar.
Downtown Country Drive, The Shires, Beats to Your Rhythm, the lead single from their brand new album, My Universe, which is released today. Ben and Chrissy join me now. Guys, you must be so excited for this album to finally come out and for the fans to get to hear the new music.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we've been...
We absolutely
sort of,
are, aren't we?
We really are, because we've been playing it to ourselves in our cars and at home, and, you know, it's sort of... Not old for us, but it's been around for a few months, yeah. So it's just so exciting that other people get to hear it. And
we feel a bit selfish because we've had a lovely summer and we've had the songs blasting in our cars and just really enjoying listening to it, and we kind of wanted everybody else to hear it as well, so finally people get to hear it, you know?
My first sort of reaction was, it's a slightly bigger sound. Do you think touring with the likes of The Corrs and Little Big Town and playing a lot bigger venues, that's influenced the direction?
I mean, you've kind of stolen our answer there, if I'm honest. It's like almost word for word what we say.
No, from seeing you guys, you know, with The Corrs, and I've seen Little Big Town live a couple of times, that's the first thing that hits you, is those four voices together, the scale of the sound.
Yeah, totally. And I think that's the thing we learn touring with them both, is that you need to have the songs to do what you want to do. You know, at the end of the day, all music at the root is about the songs, and, you know, playing these huge arenas and playing big festivals as well. We just went, you know, not so much in the songwriting process, but more in the production process. Mm-hmm. It was like, let's just go a bit bigger. And, you know, if you heard the original demo of My Universe and then hear it where it is now, I mean, it's kind of like a different song in a way. I mean, the original demo is just sort of, you know, picky acoustic stuff. And then we went in with the producers and we were like, look, we want to be crossing over more into the mainstream, still keeping our country kind of roots and sentiment, but we want to have a bigger sound. Was literally, the fact that you said bigger straight away just mm-hmm. fills my heart with joy, because that's what we were going for, and that's, you know, so what we kind of had, and that's why we're so excited to come on tour in November. I think we're coming to Belfast as well. We're just going to try and raise the roof mm-hmm. In a lot of these venues.
I noticed that because, as I say, when I saw you at the SSC back in January, tracks like All Over Again, they seem to really lift it compared to the ballads. But I mean, the ballads are gorgeous to listen to on the radio and on your iPod, but you need the more up-tempo ones, don't you?
Yeah, we did. And I think the half an hour set that we had for The Corrs was just so much fun. I mean, you know, we were throwing in All Over Again. Friday Night was in there as well. You know, the kind of fun songs. But we also did play a few of the kind of more ballady songs, but we still had a bit of a tempo behind them as well. So, yeah. But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of energy in that sense.
With the phenomenal success of your debut album, Brave, I mean, you guys really just came out of nowhere. Do you feel a pressure with the new record, or is it a little more relaxed, you know, doing the same process a second time around?
It's a funny one, because I remember talking to our manager about this, and before the first album, I said, you know, Steve, I'm really nervous. How much are we going to sell? You know, are we going to be able to make a career out of this? And he said, you know, Ben, I have no idea. Unreassuring thing. He said to me, you might sell one record, you might sell a million records, or you might sell anything in between. And it was still the worst sort of kind of advice, but also the best kind of advice mm-hmm. I ever had, because the pressure in that instance was like, just what do you expect? What's going to happen? Whereas this time, you know, we
didn't know, you know, if we had the kind of a fan base when we were writing, you know, Brave and even releasing it. We had no idea. We'd never released anything before. So we had no idea how it was going to kind of pan out. And I think we kind of know our fans a little bit more, and we think that they would like to enjoy themselves, you know, when they come to our shows. And for us, it was very much about the live performances for this album, I think, you know, having those kind of up-tempo songs. But we also did some stripped back songs as well, like Daddy's Little Girl and Everything You Never Gave and Desperate, you know, those songs that are so Shires, you know, that are more on the ballad side, that showcase our vocals and some very personal things in our lives as well.
Like Brave, once again, you recorded this album at the famous Soundstage Studios in Nashville. Can you tell us a bit about that experience?
It's kind of like walking in a memory. It was the same studio, same band, apart from the bass player who had changed. the same production team, same engineer. So it was really like going back in memory, like I said. And what was weird is the way I remembered it was this huge studio and like just absolutely massive. And it is it's not small, but it's not huge. And I think we place so much importance on it. So when we went back, because we've had this confidence, we've had a bit more time of doing it, it was like, yeah, this is an amazing studio, but it's just a studio at the end of the day, and they're just great musicians, you know, and we are here to make the very best music we can. And the first album, we had that same focus, but it was kind of, there's a bit of like an over thing of, you know, wow, we're in Nashville, oh my gosh, this is amazing, and oh, it's all crazy, it's our first album, we just signed a record deal. Whereas
starry-eyed,
this time,
weren't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a great, yeah. Whereas this time it was like, we just want to make some great music. You know, we love being in Nashville, but we're here to make a great album. That's why we're here.
And in fact, we the songs were less ready this time because we'd spent so much time, like years, you know, writing for Brave, that album. And a lot of the tracks were quite produced at the time, you know, in demo form, so that we could send them out to radio and get people's, you know, and to labels and stuff, so that we could get kind of recognition. And so this time we pretty much just had songs that were guitar and one scratchy vocal, and you know, we had to rehearse just before we went away, just to make sure that the songs kind of worked for the both of us, because you know, sometimes it would just be one of us kind of doing this scratchy demo vocal over the top of a guitar or a piano, and that's what we took into the band. So there was a lot of creativity in that studio when we went back this time.
UK's first digital country station. This is Dantan Country.
Downtown Country Drive, The Shires, and the title track from their brand new album, My Universe, which is released today. Guys, there's also a lovely song on the new album called Drive, which was a co-write with Kip Moore. How did that collaboration come about?
We were big fans of Kip Moore. We loved Hey Pretty Girl. Beer Money was a great song as well.
There's a song, Lean On Me, I think it was called, or something. And I just absolutely loved his voice. I mean, for me, it's all about voices in country music. And I loved his voice. You could hear that kind of Bruce Springsteen influence in his voice as well. And you went on a night out with him in London when you ended up getting some crazy breakfast at 3 a.m. He was jet lagged at the time, so that was like normal hour for him. But he had a crazy breakfast that morning. His steak and eggs.
But he's just a great songwriter and a great artist. He's so real. Everything about him is genuine. And we met him at Country to Country, and then he had a couple of days free.
Yeah, because he'd not been over to Europe before, so he wanted a couple of days to kind of just hang out and, you know, and explore. And he came up to the Shires, and initially we played Monopoly the night before, and then we were writing the next day, and I just couldn't believe that he was sat there on my living room floor. He didn't want the sofa, he was on the floor strumming his guitar and just singing, and I was just like, this is just amazing.
Yeah, because I interviewed him when he was over in April, and he played in Dublin, and I went to the show, and then afterwards he stood out on the street and played acoustically until the police shut it down. I love the fact that you look at him like this big, untouchable American country star, but there he is in your living room, and he seems to be genuinely kind of on a mission to build up a fan base over here.
They just love playing music. And
it is the music,
yeah,
isn't it?
We're the same. I mean, you know, we do a lot of promotion for the album and do videos and stuff, and, you know, with chart positions, all that stuff, you can get so wrapped up in it. But, you know, when you sit down and just sing, that's when you just absolutely remember why you love it. And I think with country, for some reason, you get the opportunity to do that, because when you hear a great song, it really does move you in a way that, for me personally, no other genre does. And for me, and, you know, people like Kip, we've met Carrie Underwood and
Brad Paisley.
Yeah, we've met Charles from Lady Antebellum, you know, Little Big Town, obviously, as well. And they all just talk about music, whereas a lot of pop stars that I've met personally, there's not so much of that focus on the songs, on the music. And I think that's why they don't always stay as humble as the country people do, because country, it's just about music and great songs.
Because a lot of those guys, like, you look at Kip Murray, he's out playing in bars for three people for like 10 years trying to get a break, so then when they when it happens, they're so appreciative, you know.
Yeah, and he actually he wrote a song that he played in his last tour called Guitar Man, which is about exactly what you said. He said he saw a guy playing, I think it was in Tootsie's, doing, you know, playing covers, you know, who, you know, no one's listening. They're there having food, and maybe you'll catch a couple of people listening, but generally they're not. So like you say, you know, and then we had that as well with ourselves. Yeah. You know, Chrissy was singing at weddings.
Gosh, yeah, for years, like clubs and pubs, and just trying to get somebody to notice us. And even together, I got Ben on one of the early shows of mine, you know, that we performed together. And even then we were performing songs like Brave and Black and White,
same,
you know, songs that
yeah.
were on our first album, and nobody really batted an eyelid. There was about three people that were like, oh, this is nice, you know. I don't even think we had Facebook or anything at that point for us, you know. We probably didn't even have a name or anything.
Crazy. I mean, speaking of which, UK country in general seems to have just exploded of late, and, you know, all the time we're being turned on the acts like Rain Town and Sacha McVeigh, and look at the success Ward Thomas are enjoying at the minute with the new record.
Exactly.
I mean, you guys were the pioneering act, the first UK country act to be signed by a major Nashville label. You must feel very proud and excited that there's almost a whole generation of artists coming through that are influenced and inspired by you guys.
Yeah, it's a really weird position to be in, actually, as well. I mean, so I went to watch Dan and Shay the other day at Bush Hall, and a girl and a guy came up to me and they said, oh, we started a band, and, you know, we wanted just to do what you guys do. You know, we want to be the Shires, you know. And it's weird, because it's, you feel kind of responsibility in a way you know, to these people, because, you know, it's just a weird position to be in, and songs that mean so much to people as well. Mm-hmm. But
I've had some of my friends actually say that as wedding singers, they have to sing our songs now at people's weddings. They're like, oh, we had to learn State Lines the other day.
I love, but even being on the radio, I love how, because your music, it's so sort of energetic and infectious, and it actually just puts a smile on your face. And when you're playing, say, an hour of country music, your songs really do stand out, because I think that's why you're enjoying the success, because you're not trying to imitate anybody else. You're just being yourselves.
Thank you. I mean, that's you know, what we strive for. From day one, we said we just have to write about stuff that is real and only sing about stuff that is real for us. And, you know, we kept that up with the second album. Mm-hmm. And again, it means the world that you've said that. Thank you.
Okay, so you're kicking off the UK tour, as you said, at the Limelight in Belfast on the 15th of November. You're bringing Keenan Smith on the tour.
Yes, we are. Yeah, he's pretty big out in America, so we're really excited for him to come over. He's got a 3-piece lineup. So
no, he looks great. I mean, he's, you know, we heard his song on Spotify and stuff.
Yeah. And he was really excited to come over to the UK, because he's never been over here to perform. So he's really excited to come out, and we're really excited to see him and hear his music.
I'm looking forward to seeing not only how the new album translates, but to see how your fan base has expanded.
Yeah, definitely.
Waistlines or...
Yeah.
No, it's good. I mean, the thing with us are, what's quite a shame sometimes is a lot of the venues are like 14 plus or 16 plus, and we have a lot of fans, you know. I'm not trying to sell us now. This isn't my sort of pitch to you.
We're the
band for the whole family. Yeah. we have fans that are literally 8 and up to 80, and the whole family, the granddad, the parents, and the, you know, the brothers.
That's where,
you know,
kind of festivals kick in for us, because they are usually all ages for, you know, to those sort of shows. But when we're out on tour, honestly, it absolutely throws us when we see the kind of 20-year-olds out there. We're like, how do you even know of us? But it, you know, it must be translating to such a wide audience now. But it's always that kind of age group that we're always confused as to how they know us.
Yeah, when you see a group of 4 or 5 18, 20-year-old guys singing along
singing
to State Lines, and you're like, oh, I think the wrong gig, guys.
No, listen, you're doing something right. The amount of people I know who would tell me they don't like country music, but they love the Shires music, is incredible.
Thank you.
So the new album, My Universe, it's out today. Good luck with the record, and I'll see you in Belfast next month. And again, guys, lovely to speak to you.
You too, man.
Thank you. See you later. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The biggest country drive by a country mile. Stuart Banford on Downtown Country.